Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, man.
Amen. Are you there?
Amen. Go ahead. Y'all got it? Go ahead.
All right. Well, praise God. We want to thank God again tonight. This is your host, Dr. Dolores McClennan, and Evangelist Kevin Allen. We want to give God all the glory again. Thank all the listeners tonight. A great time in the Lord that we're going to have tonight. We want to say thank the Lord. We want to give God all the glory for what he's doing.
Amen. Are you there? Are you there?
Dr. Hunter,
hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, okay. She must have dropped the line.
She did. She's picking it up again. Just
okay.
Just bear with us for a minute. We are.
Yeah, take the time.
Okay.
All right. You're on.
Okay. All right. Well, praise God. We give God the glory. As I was saying earlier, we want to thank God. This is Dr. Dolores McFennan and Allen, Evangelist Kevin Allen. We are here tonight again giving God all the glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do in this hour. We just want to come to you tonight thanking all the people, that everybody that's on the airwaves. We pray that you leave with something. We pray that you receive a word to meditate on tonight. Amen. Right now we're going to ask Evangelist Allen to pray for us as we go forth, that the Holy Spirit will do his work tonight. Amen.
Amen. We do give God the glory because to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, everyone that's hearing on the radio today, we thank you for being a part of the family. Thank you for being a part of the listening group. It is a day that God has made. You can rejoice in it. And we're going to pray this prayer of faith. Touch and agree with me. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we're coming together right now, Father. In your holy name, Father, in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with one word, thank you. We thank you, Father, for this day that you have allocated for us to be on this side of time. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, Father, being able to get up out of the bed, Father, to dress ourselves, to feed ourselves, up into this time, Father. Father, we understand from 12:01 this morning, you were calling souls in, even to 1 o'clock, 3:33 this morning, Father, you were calling souls in. Some were ready and some wasn't. But, Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy and your ever-loving kindness towards us at this point in time right now. Father, we ask that you open up every ear, open up every eye, open up every heart, Father. Feed us with your word, Father. Nothing on this earth that matters but your word, Father. Help us to live according to your word, Father, not just being a hearer only, but, Father, help us to be a doer only. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the prayer. We just want to give God the glory tonight. We want to come together in unity, giving him praise and the words that goes forth tonight. We just ask God to just let it meditate in our heart, that we may do all that he called us to do in this hour. And all that God has called us to do, we want to run and get it done. We're on a mission, as Jesus is on a mission, to do the will of God, to save souls, that souls may be saved tonight. Amen?
Amen.
And now I'm going to turn you over to Evangelist Allen. Let him speak a word into our souls.
Amen. We thank God once again for this opportunity that we have to give you the word of God. And if you don't mind going over to the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, amen, the 8th chapter of Luke, I want to talk to you about the sword, the parable of the sword of the seed that Jesus has given us. Luke, the 8th chapter, amen. I think it's a wonderful parable that we can see what's going on within the church here at RIM. You know, this is not for someone that doesn't know God, but it's for an encouragement to us to know what Jesus is talking about in the 8th chapter, the verse number 4. Amen. Let's start at the end verse. Chapter 8, Luke, the 8th chapter, verse number 5, Jesus is doing the talking, and he is saying, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, and it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprung up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Bless
Amen.
God. This is a wonderful parable for us that knows the will of God for our lives, and to encourage us about the seed that we have in the Word of God. The Word of God is the seed. Amen. And you have to be careful how you plant these seeds in order for you to get 100-fold. Amen. Jesus has done this parable. He's doing this parable. And if you look at this, there's a lot of ends coming into a play when you talk about a sword. Let's go just verse number 5. I'm going to stay with Aaron for a while. It says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed his seed, some fell by the wayside. He's on his way to sow a seed, and some of his seed is falling by the wayside. Think about that. Think about your life, where your seed is falling by the wayside. The environment that you plant yourself in, and as you go to sow a seed, some of your seed is falling by the wayside. Which tells us the next verse, and it's seed, and some fell by the wayside, and there's that word, the other word again, and it was trodden down. The seed that you were going to sow that fell by the wayside, the Bible says it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it.
Amen.
Think about that for a minute. Think about the precious seed of the Word of God and where you're going to sow, and some of your seed is falling by the wayside. Amen. And the devil, the fowls of the air, the enemy of the Word, the enemy of the seed is trodden it down. Even the people that don't believe it, when you're going that way to sow, the seed is being trodden down. Amen. How can the Word of God be trodden down behind a ways of people that don't believe? That's why it's important that our life be the mirror that reflects the image of Christ, that it draws people to us, that the seed, this valuable seed, because think about the valuable seed that's in you. The Bible tells us this. It says, you have this treasure in earthen vessels. this precious treasure of the Word of God, this precious treasure of the third part of the Godhead being in the Holy Ghost being inside you, that the depositor of the Word of God that's in you. And some of this seed is being trotted by the wayside. Some of it is falling by the wayside, and some of it is being trotted by the devil. Hallelujah. And the fowls of the air devoured it. It's important that when you think about this here, the fowls of the air devouring it, meaning that it's no use for them, because the devil can't use the word to profit him. He can try to manipulate it through his lies, because he's the father of lies, but he cannot stand on the word, because the word is true. Every word of God is true. And the devil wants to manipulate it, just like he did it from the Garden of Eden. He manipulated the word and said, not so. So it's encouraging to us to understand the fifth verse. It says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And some fell by the wayside. These are times that we're living in. We can't afford to let our seed, the precious word of God, fall by the wayside. Whatever you got to do, whatever step that you have to take to seal that word that it doesn't fall by the wayside, those are the things that you must do, because people are dying out there. Those people, I get all upset about these children are suffering in this realm of life, and we have this precious seed that needs to be ministered to not only the children, but to the parents, the teenagers, and some of this seed is falling by the wayside. Why? It's because you're not serious enough where you're going. You're taking this religious thing and you're using it for non-evolved, but you're saying, I'm saved right now. I'm going to be okay. That's not the reason why God has saved you. He said, you go out and you help others that they may bear much fruit, that my house may be full. You are a tool. You are a vessel. You were created for a purpose to bring more fruit. That's the reason why you're connected to the vine. When you think about a grapevine, you think about that long vine and these branches branching out, and all of a sudden they start building up flowers on the end. That means that they're going to start producing a harvest of fruit, a cluster of grapes on that end. So, but if that harvest has only got one grape on it, there's something wrong with that vine, that branch. There's nothing wrong with the vine. It's the branch that's something wrong with. That's why we have to get serious about ministering this word of God and serious about the importance of the word of God to a world that don't know Jesus. Look what's happening in the world. God is talking, everyone. He's talking every day. He's talking to us. He's showing us these signs, these tragedies that's going on. God is saying, I'm giving you a fair warning to be ready. Amen. And so this precious word that he went to sow these seeds, he went to sow, that this precious word was falling by the wayside. It became none and void. It should never be like that to the believer, the true believer. The true believer is not going to let that word fall on a deaf ground. He's not going to let that word of God fall on a ground that it can't produce nothing. It's like I'm just throwing it out there and people just trotting right over it. That's not what the word is for. The word is for us for the believer to know, and for us to compel others to come to the word. Amen. The sixth verse says, and some fell upon a rock. Think about that. Some of this precious seed, as he went to sow, behold, a sword went out to sow. And some fell upon a rock, the sixth verse. Think about the calamities of a seed falling upon a rock. That knows anything about growing seeds, planting seeds. You never plant seeds in a rock infested soil. Because if you plant a seed in a rock infested soil, what's going to happen is that when you cover it up in a rock-infested soil, the rock is going to be over the seed. And if you don't cover it up, and you just throw it out there and you never cover it up, the seed is right there on the rock. There's no moisture coming out of a rock. God did that in the Old Testament. He made the water to come out of the rock. But that's not what I'm talking about here. The word is saying, Jesus is saying, some of these seeds, as he went out to sow, fell upon a rock. We have to be careful where we are planting these seeds and what kind of soil that we're planting these seeds. You know the people that God has placed inside you in front of your path. And so that's the reason why it's imperative that you do a Proverbs 3:5-6. I just love Proverbs 3:6 because it talks about, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. The prayer that we prayed before we started this ministry this night, we prayed that collectively we one accord that every ear would be open, every eye would be open, every heart would be open to receive the word of God. So every stony heart is a rock. And so
yes.
We just pray the prayer of faith that this word is not going to be up on no rock. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. This word is for you because we have prayed the prayer of faith to know that this word that we're going out here is sowing upon you is falling on good ground.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen.
The sun fell upon a rock, and this is what happened. There's the word again, and. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because what? It lacked moisture. Be careful how you plant your seed upon a rock and where you plant your seed. You have to be careful. And it's all about Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, if you acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. The Holy Ghost is not going to let you fall, let you plant your seed upon a rock. There always is going to be a witness from you planting good seed, but guess what? When you plant good seed and you let the Holy Ghost lead you according to Proverbs 3:6, guess what? It's a witness whether he receives it or not. He still have a choice. He can receive that good seed because he may go home and he may go home and give his life to Christ. Because we believe in faith, right? All we have to do is believe, and we believe in the holy name of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is going to do what he did. He's a convicting agent. He will do the work. All he needs is a vessel, and that's why we say, yes, Lord. Yes, you can use me, Lord. That's why we say, I give myself away. Because guess what? It's not about us, y'all. We wasn't up there when this battle was going on. When the first battle going on, it's not about us. It's all about the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. That's what it's all about. I mean, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Nothing. If it doesn't ever rain and they plant this corn in this fertile ground, sooner or later, it'll spring up. But without moisture, without the ground receiving the rain and the latter rain, it's going to wither up. You don't have to have any rocks out there in the field, but if it doesn't lack moisture, if it doesn't have the moisture for the soil for the roots to grow down into it, it's going to wither up. It's like about 3 or 4 years ago when they had this big drought. Well, we're still kind of in the drought, but that worst drought that they had where the corn withered up. It got tall, but it withered up and it bared nothing. It's the same thing. You can plant a good seed in a person, and the environment, as the next verse said, their environment will wither it up where it lacks nothing. All you have is leaves and no fruit. Jesus cursed that fig tree just the same way. All it had was leaves. It looked good. The five virgins that were foolish, they looked good, they looked holy, but they didn't have no fruit. All they were doing is perpetrating. They won the Academy Award of outside of heaven. They couldn't get in the door, so they won the Academy Award looking like holiness, but they didn't have no fruit. I know you know some people in the church that's been in the church for 40 years, 50 years, sitting in the same seat saying that, I've been here 15 years, that's my seat. But where is the fruit? The true believers, every true believer is a fruit bearer. Every true believer. That's the ones that God is seeking for. But the true believers that will worship him in what? The spirit and in truth. Because you may bear fruit. You have to bear fruit. It's important that you bear fruit. If you're connected to the vine and you are the branches, Jesus said, you will bear fruit. He says, my Father is the husbandman, and every branch in me, he purges that what? That it may bear more fruit.
And it's the, that fruit is the word of God in you. You have to, you don't need to be worried about where you're going, because Proverbs 3 and 6 takes care of all that. In all
Amen.
Your ways, if you acknowledge him, who is that? Who is that him? If you acknowledge the Lord in the name of Jesus and tell him, Lord, I'm going out here to bear fruit. Before I go out to those streets, I acknowledge God. I say, Lord, this is the day I dedicated for you. I'm asking you to word my mouth. Get me out of the way that you may work through me, Holy Ghost God, that you may touch that soul out there. I know I got on the loudspeaker, but somebody's going to get touched out there because I gave the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith says that it's a saving thing, and the Lord shall do it. Amen? Yeah, I want to spend my time with you, but it ain't working out like that. But I thank God for the word, because you are a true believer is going to bear fruit. That's
Amen.
Just it. You will see the fruit in a true believer's life. Amen. The seventh verse, if you're just now joining us today, we are in the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, verse number 7. And Jesus is doing the talking, starting at the 5th verse. He talks about a sower went out to sow his seed. What are you sowing for the kingdom work? What are you sowing to give God the glory in your life? Those are things that you need to be thinking about, saints. I'm talking to the ones that inside the church that know God, that have a relationship with God. What kind of seed are you sowing? Are you being passive? Or are you being on fire? Are you just fasting? What are you doing? I mean, you got to know that you know, because guess what? God already knows. So you can't fake God out. So it's important that we understand, what am I doing for the kingdom of God? Are you surrendering your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your what? Reasonable service? Because guess what? He the one that brought you out. It was the Father that drew you to Jesus. You didn't pick Jesus. The word of God says the Father drew you.
Hallelujah.
It was the Father that drew us to Jesus. Amen. Because without the drawing of the Father to Jesus, we'll be still out there doing what we're doing. Amen. So we're in the book of Luke, and we're in the 7th verse right now, and it's saying that in some, there's that word again. I'm dealing with these words, some. I'm dealing with these words, some fell, and some fell, and some fell. And then it says, and some just sprung up, and some was trotted down, and some are the fowls of the air. See that in the 5th verse, in the fowls of the air. But I'm on the 7th verse right now, and it says, and some fell among thorns. Think about this here. You have the word
Amen.
Of God. In the environment that you place the word of God, the environment may be a hostile environment because you're in the midst of non-believers.
Amen.
Lot was in Sodom, and he was in the midst of a city of non-believers. Guess what? He was in a city of non-believers, and guess what? The Bible says it vexed his righteous soul.
Mm-hmm.
He was overwhelmed. Sitting at the gate one evening, and he saw three men coming into the gate and got down on his knees because his soul jumped up and said, I got more than one now. I got the one that I need now. He's coming into the city.
Yeah.
It's out of my hands. This is out of your hands. All God really wants us to be is a vessel, a faithful vessel, because the reason why is because he says when you stand before the Lord, he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it. They was in the choir. They were on the usher board. They were over there on the deacon board. They were over there having these here programs called a hat day. Inside the church, a hat day is who's getting saved. And I'm talking to somebody out there today.
Amen.
Nobody's getting saved on a hat day. Do you invite them to the altar? Do you invite them to the road of salvation? But this is a hat day inside God's building, and we call it what God allowing us to do that. Except for the man-made thing. The church, that's the reason why you have to watch people about where you're doing things in the house of the Lord. Amen?
My Lord.
Because guess what? It'll be just like verse number 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns choked it up. They had God programmed out, and they choked it up. They were choking what up? They were choking the word. They were choking the good seed out behind their programs, behind them getting more members instead of getting people saved. People get you saved, y'all. This is where it is right here, verse number 7. This is where it is. The thorns are choking out the word inside the church. They're saying that they grew up with it, and they choked it out. That means that it wasn't going to get anybody for a revival. A revival wasn't coming to the church because they're choking it out. Because you know what? When you start talking about sin, I'm going to help
mm-hmm.
You lose half your members if you start talking about sin in some churches.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it.
Yes.
Talking about a good seed, but it was in the midst of thorns.
Lord Jesus.
It came into the church on fire, wanting to work, do things for the Lord, excited about the Lord, saved and excited about the Lord, on fire for the Lord, and guess what? They shut them down. They shut them down and said, we can't do that because Deacon been going with Sister Sally. Yeah, 15 years and they got a kid together. And Brother such and such on the organ, he still got a problem with drinking. And so we got to have an organ so we allow him to do what he do. And all that stuff is choking out the word. Amen. Now, I'm going to leave the rest of all that alone because you already know. Bless God. Now, hallelujah. I'm talking about the fifth verse, a sower went out to sow his seed. And these things can hinder the seed, the soul where you sow your seed. It can hinder it. The fowls of the air, the stony rock where you place your seed. And the thorns that choked up. When you think about a thorn, you think about something that has needles on it that's always vexing you, making you go this way and go that way. You can't really be comfortable around them because, you know, then you try to stay still inside of it, but you're on fire, and the thorns keep just puncturing your body and making you flinch, you know, because it wants to get free. The seed wants to grow and bear fruit. But the thorns keep choking it down. So it only is not going to bear fruit because it's being choked out. And guess what? When you look at the parable about the wheat and the tares, the difference is only through the bud of it. The tare does not bring a bud, but the wheat does. But they look exactly the same as they grew up. But the difference of under the ground, the tare wraps around the wheat, and it starts sucking out moisture from the wheat root. And it doesn't bear the full bud like the wheat's supposed to be bearing. That's the same thing that happens inside the church. Instead of growing up a big bud, and you bring the freedom inside the church, the worship, and that the excitement of you being free at liberty to worship God in the spirit and in truth. Guess what happens? The terror starts. They've been in that 15 years now. Think about this here. They don't want to disturb anything. You can't let those young people come in here and start praising God like they want to within them tight pants now, because deacons, they're gonna start looking funny at them. You gotta let the Holy Ghost do those things. You got to let the Holy Ghost do his job. And stop worrying about what the deacons doing, because guess what? Just like Jabez and Dathan disturbed Moses, God has always got a remedy. He's always got a remedy. Just like the children of Israel murmuring and complaining, God always had a remedy. He said, you can't go in. Now I'm going to shut you down right now because you can't go in. You have to understand what's going on here. These young folks need to come into the church, and we got these tares and these thorns inside the church that's been in there, and they said, we have found this church. Yeah, that's all right. That's a great thing. But where's the liberty that you're allowing the Holy Spirit to operate inside the church? You're so caught up on finding this church that you forgot what it's all about. If it had not been for God on you, allowing you to do this here, you don't deserve no glory. It's all about the Lord. You have to remember that you're just a vessel. God can use anybody. After all, he used a donkey to talk.
Come
and
on.
You think that any human being on this face of the earth can make a donkey to talk? You're going to put a human being's brain inside of a donkey's head, and you're going to say, oh, he'll be able to talk now? It's not going to work like that, y'all. We're talking about the mighty God, the God that can do anything, the God that called things to be done, and it was, and it is. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what I'm talking about right now. You have to get your choke and thorns out of the way of the church so the church can really grow, and these young folks can come on in. Because without young people, the church is a dying church. You have to have these young folks inside the church, and once you get them inside the church, they need the liberty of the Word of God. Teach them the ways of God. And stop being so frowning on these young folks, because you were just like that, if you remember.
Come on.
You forgot how you were. You forgot that you wasn't always saved. Come on now.
Yeah.
You keep broken out to your young folks, and you became a thorn when you used to be a tree.
Yes,
right.
Amen. Amen.
The eighth verse talks about, if you're just not joining me, we're in the book of Luke, and I am on fire for the Lord. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one that brought me out. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would be still out there in the midst of sin. But God's grace and mercy brought me out. I had a road to Damascus experience that knocked me off my feet and put me on a solid rock and told me to run. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We're in the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, talking about the 5th verse, talking about a sword went out to sow his seed. If you're just not joining in, good evening. Welcome to this radio station. We are here praising God. We're in the 8th verse now, Luke chapter 8, verse 8. And it says, Jesus is doing the talking, and he says, and others fell on good ground and sprung up and bare fruit 100-fold. Others, see that you're going to sow your seed. You want your seed to be put in fertile ground. And as you do, a Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, verse 6, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him. Yes, I operate in the verse 5 also. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not upon thy own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. It's important that you trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Yes, God has placed this treasure in earthly vessels, but in order for it to draw out, there's the living water. The Holy Ghost is a drawer. Stop thinking that you can help God. All God really needs is a willing vessel. He said, don't worry about that hour what you're going to be seeing. When you're going out to plant seed, you shouldn't be trying to concentrate on helping God. You need to be concentrating on God. You need to be concentrating on Jesus, where he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, which is now, this is the health dispensation of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will operate through you, because the Word of God is not a lie. The Word of God says, don't be premeditating what you're going to say, because in that hour, it won't be you saying it, but it'll be the Holy Ghost that's saying it. A fear here, and in the earth verse, it says, that others fell on good ground. See, when you've got the seed and it's valuable to you, you're not wasting the seed. You're not wasting it, because you're planting this seed on good ground. And it's important that you understand that. You're not making a mistake, because it's not you. It's the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Others fell on good ground, and guess what? When you know it's falling on good ground, guess what's going to happen? The excitement of knowing, hearing the word. The tearing down of the flesh, the tearing down of the mindset. You may start seeing people fall down in tears because their heart has been convicted of being in a tear situation, being in a downtrodden situation. You may get a call one day and they just want to talk about their issues of life, and the word of God starts springing forth saying, you need to trust in the Lord more. Have you tried Jesus? Let us pray right now. See, that when you start praying, you're praying to the word. You're praying in the Word's name, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here right now. Whatever the situation it is, there's different situations for different kind of attributes for winning souls, and guess who's in control of that? Jesus is in control of all that. We're not in control of anything. It's him that draws them. The Father, he draws them to Jesus. And so we're just a vessel. And so we're talking about this 8th verse, and others fell on good ground and sprung up. It wasn't hindered behind anything of the trials, the fowls of the air. It wasn't hindered by anything of the falling upon a rock. It wasn't hindered by anything of a thorn. But this word that you have sold in this person right now, in this human being, through the airwaves, it wasn't hindered at all. It went forth. And I want to tell you about this good word. His name is Jesus. If you ever tried Jesus, you'll know that he's a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. He's a God that knows everything about us. And he's saying that even though you're filthy as rags, he said, you can come to me. You may have problems in your marriage. You may have not even have a job. You may just be, this may be the first time that you're hearing the word of God. But I want to introduce you to a living Savior, Jesus. He's the best thing since life bread. He's the best thing before the air that you breathe. Jesus is everything that you need. Any situation, any kind of situation that you find yourself in out there, my brother, my mother, my father, any kind of situation that you find yourself in, just call upon the name of Jesus. He's right there. He said, I never leave you. I never cast you out. I will never turn my deaf ear upon you. If you call on him, guess where? From your heart. He's right there. He's just waiting on you. Call upon the name of Jesus, please. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, you don't have to leave this radio station tonight and not knowing who's in control. All of your problems, he said, just cast them all upon me because, guess what, he's caring for you. That means that he cares continually for you. He's not just caring for you right now, but he'll continue to care for you, look out for you. Guess what, he knows what tomorrow is going to be. And so he's fixing it right there. It's already been fixed. On Calvary's cross, your life has been saved. It's finished. Everything that's going to be done in this lifetime, the calamities of those children over that tugboat, it was already known before the foundation of the earth was. All of these mudslides, these landslides, these mountain slides, all of these killing and everything, or driving by the highway, shooting at folks, you know, all of this stuff has already been done. It's a finished work. And it's for you to make the right choice. That's why he set situations into your life that you may have the right choice so that when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you won't have no excuse saying, Lord, I didn't know. Nobody told me about the word of God. You're being told, you're being given fed the word of God, the good seed. And we want you to place it in your heart today. Please place it in your heart today right now because tomorrow is not promised. 10 o'clock may not ever get here. You can have a stroke. You can have an aneurysm in the brain. Somebody can brush your house down, or they can burn your, they can drive a car through your house. Anything can happen. Anything. We just don't know. There's so much stuff going on. Anything can happen. But it's important that you receive the word of God. I want to introduce this seed in your life, Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. And if you're already saved, value the word of God as precious than more than gold. When you study the word of God, just don't study it. Apply it in your life. Think about it. Think about what God is saying. You know, when you open the book, it's not just being opened just because you went to that page. There's a reason. There's a purpose for everything. That's why the word of God is so precious. It doesn't matter what scripture you go to. If you go to just Jesus' weapon and turn and look on that, there's a purpose for Jesus' weapon. You can apply that to your life. You can understand why did Jesus weep? Why? That's the perfect thing is love. Because when you weep over something, you've been heartstruck. You're not weeping over something over a situation that's making you joyful. You can be joyful and cry, yeah. But the majority of people weeping in situation right there is behind love. Love overwhelmed him for weeping for it and seeing the people. That's the reason why you're falling is I'm giving you good seed to know Jesus is the reason. Nothing else in this world matters. And he's the reason. You need to make Jesus the head of your life. Amen. And others fell on good ground and sprung up and bear fruit a hundredfold. Every time that you minister to somebody, you can bear fruit. Dr. T.B. Lewis said it like this here. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him. But he said here, he said, now, on the way to the water trough, if you develop him a thirst, when he gets to that water trough, guess what's going to happen? He's going to drink. So on the way to that water trough, you may be a half mile from it. You start riding that horse back and forth.
and start making him sweat. You start feeding him the Word of God and making it excited. See, the problem sometimes seems to be this here. When you're in a valley of dry bones, you present the Word dry. You need to be excited about the Word of God. So that when they get to the decision making, they will be so excited, man, I want to give Jesus my life. Man, I know if he can change you, Kevin, he can change me. You seem to be blessed in everything that you're doing. Man, it ain't me. I give God the glory. I may not have a dime in my pocket, but, man, I give God the glory. You know why? Because I got peace. When I lay down at night, I don't have to worry about what these bills are. I can't do nothing without these bills coming up. I ain't trying to add more, but I'm just saying. I'm excited about what God has put for my life. Why? Because I got life. I'm happy. I'm still living. I'm not sick. And it's so important that you understand that I don't have to have $1 million in order to be happy in the Lord. I found joy in the Lord. I found my peace in the Lord. I found pleasure in the Lord. I can go to bed with the Lord right beside me and be better than a lover. And I don't have to defile myself because I find that in Jesus. And
amen.
He lives inside me. He communes inside me. I'm excited about what God is doing. I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow. I don't know what he's going to do in the next hour. But guess what, man? I am excited. Guess what, my sister? I am excited. Guess what, mother? I am excited about what the God is doing because he's got this good seed in me. He put this seed in me that I can't help but run and tell somebody, man, give your life to Christ before it's too late. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. But this
amen.
Is how it is. You've been dry so long, and you're thinking that it's just going to be that. I'm just going to wait on the Lord now.
Mm-hmm.
Why I really sound good. I don't know what the pastor preached on. You're in a valley of dryness. You've been choked out. You've made yourself a thorn. You've elevated yourself in a situation that's just not right. You need to be excited about the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Bless God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank God for this word. It is important that you understand Jesus is doing this talking, and he's talking about a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprung up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that had ear to hear, let him hear. A lot of you, I want to, as I close now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, a lot of you are out there today. You have to make a choice how far you're going to go with the Lord. If you're making a choice in your own mindset that you're only going to go this far, you haven't went far enough. It's imperative that you understand that God is saying, go unto, U-N-T-O, not to this point. You have to make it up in your mind. You have to go unto, and that unto means past death into eternal life. Because if you're just going to go towards death and that's going to be it, you haven't went far enough. You have to make it up in your mind that I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to clean my life up. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost have his way in my life and you know, teach and show me. Show me the error of my ways, that I may do everything that I can to please the Lord. That's what it's all about. You want to do everything that you can to please the Lord. And because you want to hear these words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So go unto, give your life to Christ. For those that are just hearing this word, you know, to just tuning in, I want to invite you to the family of Jesus. The Word of God in Romans talks about, in Romans 10:9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God raised up Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. you can be saved today through that word right there. I didn't write it in there. But Jesus is saying that's just how simple salvation is. The reason why? Because you believe in your heart that God raised up Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's important that you be a part of this family. Jesus has stated, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So that tells us right there that there's no other way. There's a lot of philosophy going out there. They may have all kinds of proof in whatever they believe. And, persuading words can persuade you. But I'm telling you the truth from the bottom of my heart. There's no other way for you to get to heaven but by Jesus. No other way. Whatever that you're trying to do, there's no other way. Give your life to Jesus. Let God into your life. Be saved. Give your life to the Lord today in the name of Jesus. It's going to be all right. But without Jesus, it's not going to be all right. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. Back to Dr. McCullough.
Amen. Praise God. What a word tonight. Man, we have enjoyed that message. That truly is a message for all of us, because we had to come from somewhere. Lord had to draw us, and we were there at one time. We were there, and we just thank God for drawing us, because the world didn't fall away from us. We stayed with it. We just thank God for that, because many people nowadays, and even I know some of you can remember when you was coming up, you would see people talking a lot of, they say gibberish, you heard them talking a lot of carnal things, and it didn't lead nowhere. It didn't lead anywhere. The words that the spiritual words that they had fell by the wayside, and some didn't get a chance to return to the Lord, and some died in their sins. And we are here because we want souls to be saved. And like Evangelist was saying, so many churches now have become businesses, and they think that these churches belong to them. There's no souls being saved. They having more hat days and this day and that day. And the Lord said, when are y'all going to have something for me? Because they're having too many programs for man and not enough for God. They're giving man too much glory and giving God not enough. And so we need to get back to that. It's very few churches. I don't know if I even know any anymore that's not having so many programs and this and that for this person, that person, and whatever. And I was just saying the other day, to Evangelist Allen, I said, people have so many programs. I said, look, and they want to ask you, you want to come to this? Now I said, no, I'm not coming. I'm sick of all that. I'm sick of all these programs. They're not for the Lord. When you're going to have something for the Lord, then let me know. So, amen. But also, in the scripture, he was reading in the scripture in Luke 8:5-8, and it's so interesting because in verse 12 it says, those by the wayside, which he's already explained to you, it says in verse 12, those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil. The devil will come any time. Now, time to get a word, then here comes the devil. And right away from you. So, we want to try to meditate and the words that have been spoken tonight, we want to meditate on those words. We want God to bless us, to go around. So when we are out and about and we see somebody or hear somebody, we want to give them a word, a good word that they can go on. Even like I know a lot of times when we see these people on the side of the road and they want you to give them money and stuff like that, I stopped doing that because, it wasn't prosperous to them or me. So I stopped doing that. I said, unless I'm led by the Holy Spirit to give, I'm not giving it to them because I'm not helping them. I'm hindering them. And so when I come across them now, I tell them I got something better than money. I give you a word. You want that? I said, I got a word. I might not have a whole lot of them, but I got a word. and I give you what I have, I want to give you that. And so, you know, you'll find some people will walk away from you, you know, but it's okay because, you know that they're not sure about what they're saying. They're saying that they're hungry and they're this and that. But when you tell them you give them a word, then you'll see them leave you pretty quick. I experienced that last week, praise the Lord. I hope we have our sister Sonia on the line that is ready to speak to us and give us a word. I enjoy so much of the speakers that come on. I tell you, it's just truly a blessing. Sister Sonia, are you there? Hello? Sister Sonia? She hadn't made it on with us yet, but that's fine. But I know a little bit of something about farming. My dad was a farmer. I'm going to say this. My dad was a farmer, and every year he would farm. And God blessed his hands. My dad was truly blessed. And when he would farm, you know, sometimes he would let not the girls, but the boys would go out every now and then. He would let us go with him. And especially me, I like to farm. And so my dad would eventually every now and then let me go with him. And so he would plant seeds, and I wanted to know how to plant them, and he would show me. But one year, my dad went out, and he purchased some property, because they always purchase property to farm with. So he went out and purchased his property. And I mean, acres it was, but he purchased his property. And so he went out and they planted them and everything. He would hire people to plant. So they planted and everything and all that farmers do. And so it became so dry. I mean, it was dry as a whistle. And my dad said, oh, man. He said, well, he said, I don't know. He said, they might not make this year. So my brother said, well, they going to make. He said, we're going to pray. He said, they going to make. Everybody that year lost watermelon except my dad. Man, they had so many watermelons, they couldn't get them out fast enough. They had 18 wheels coming to get watermelons. It was so funny because, you know, but when God is with you, he's with you.
Hallelujah.
He is with you. And so it was just so interesting because we talk about our brothers and I, and we talk about it now because it was like, wow, how could that happen? It was no rain. I mean, no rain. But the dew from heaven, God blessed my dad with the dew from heaven, and I'm telling you, he had watermelons from here to I don't know where. They had 18 wheelers coming in to try to get them out, and still couldn't get them out. So, you know, when God is with you, he's with you, you know. And so we have to trust him and believe God, you know. And I just thank God for it because God lets you know I am with you. Even when it don't look like, you know, nothing is happening, I'm with you. Just trust me and believe in me. And so with that, you know, that's when he was talking about the farmers, and, you know, it just reminded me of how my dad was a farmer and how my dad went out and God, how God would bless him. So you have to keep that word within your heart. And have word so when you go out, you don't talk foolishness to somebody else because I look at people sometimes and I hear them talk because sometimes people be really hurt. And I can remember talking to a person and the person was really hurt. And if I had a word that talking in the natural, that man would have been more hurt because all I would have gave him was foolishness. And then that would have created and added to the foolishness he already had. But when the Holy Spirit began to work within me and spoke to this man, because it wasn't me. All the work that is done through me is because of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit began to speak through me to this man was happy. He had a word that he could take back home. And you want people to leave more happier than when they came. So if they're happier and you give them a word and they can chew on that, you've done your job. And when you're willing, vessel, the Holy Spirit can use you. And like we was talking the other day, Kevin and I, and I was saying the Holy Spirit is not going to dwell where he's not wanted. If he's not wanted there, he's not going to dwell, so nobody will receive anything. So we just give God the glory tonight for that word, that precious word we want to take that and we want to meditate on it. We don't want the devil to come and steal what we've gained by the word that we've gained, because it's so easily distracted by things in the world. But one thing about it, we don't want to let riches and the cares of the world and pleasures of the world steal what we have, because God has brought us so far. So we don't want to go backwards. We want to keep going forward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to ask Sonia, if she's on, I would like to invite her to have a word. Sonia, are you on?
Amen. I'm here. Thank you. We thank the Lord tonight.
Amen.
God is a great God, and those testimonies, they're awesome testimonies, because that's praying and believing, and we just praise the Lord for that. That's what the Lord has been speaking to me lately, is that we could believe, if we would believe, we would see the glory of God.
Yes.
And that is exactly what God looks for us to do. That is exactly what we have to do as believers. We have to believe. You know, when we pray, that's how prayer works. We believe we receive what we've asked for. Amen? Amen. 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 And that's what God is looking for us to do, is to be believers, to believe him. He's not asking us to do anything else but believe him and believe what he has already done for us. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We have to believe.
Amen.
We have to believe. That's what the Canaanite woman did. She believed God, and she got her miracle. And he called that great faith, because she believed. And that's what the centurion did. He believed God, and he got a miracle. And for us to get a miracle and for us to get our prayers answered today, we have to believe him. He said, ask whatsoever you will.
Yeah.
And if we pray, we have to believe we receive it already. And believing means act like it's real. Act like it's so. Act like it's more real than the doctor's report. Act like it's more real than them firing you from your job. Act like it's more real than your paycheck. Act like it's more real than what the symptoms show you, the pain show you. Act like it's more real. Act like what God has done for us is more real than anything else. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to believe. We have to believe. When they was praying over them watermelons, they was believing, and they saw a great miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. God can do what he did with them watermelons, with our body, with our family, with our children, with everything we come in contact with.
If we would believe.
Oh, yeah.
We can get the watermelon, we can get our healing, we can get what he's called for us to walk in. You know, God has his God, let God's will be done. And if we can believe it, if we will believe him, we will experience all the miracles that God has for us. And he's already made all these things available to us. You know, it's all about believing as a believer. You know, people can hear the news and they can believe the news report, or what they can believe what God's word has said.
That's right.
That shouldn't be so with the body of Christ. We are believers, and we're called to believe God. We're called to seek him first, not called to call each other first and then call God later. We call to seek God first. You know, we got to get our priorities. We got to get our priorities together here. You know, we got mixed up. We need to come out of this being mixed up. We got to come out of this confusion. You know, he's not the author of confusion. We know who the author of confusion is, you know. We have to believe. As believers, we need to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we would see the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Excuse me. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So I thank you all for giving me a chance to say something tonight, and we give God the glory for that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Is that all you got, Sonia?
I got some more.
I'm hungry.
that's, thank God.
Let's have some fun tonight. We have to wait up. Everybody,
he's an awesome God. You know what? He break every chain. You know, there's power in the name of Jesus. You know, there's nothing that God cannot do for us. You know, with everything, if we bring everything to him instead of trying to solve it in our own flesh, under our own understanding, if we bring it to him, he's able to break every chain. You know, we go through situations every day. And you know what? The thing about it is, who are we seeking?
Come
who
on.
Are we looking for the solution?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we go, okay, if you need to network. No, yes, that devil is a lie. You don't need to network. We are the body of Christ. We need to go to Christ first.
Amen.
We need to bring all the issues to the Lord first. You know, a lot of times we want to go to calling this one, calling that one. We are our own prayer line. You know, come on, help me now. The curtain in the temple was torn too from the top to the bottom. You know, when Jesus hung on the cross, and he said it's finished.
Yes.
That tore the veil in too, and we are able to go to God on our own. We don't have to call the priest to go sit in that confession booth. I told him, you know, I couldn't
Come
be
on.
A Catholic, because if that went and sat in that confession booth, they'd probably burn the confession booth down after I got through with them. You know, we can bring all the we can come to God ourselves in prayer. You know,
amen.
And there is power in agreement. I don't get me wrong now, but the bottom line is God has our solution to every situation, every circumstance. You know,
wow.
We don't have to go to calling these different people and calling on the psychiatrist paying $250 an hour to sit on his couch. God has the solution to every problem we face.
Amen.
You know, that's just the bottom line. And there's power in the name of Jesus. You know, that's where our power is, and there's no other name under heaven. Come on now.
Amen.
Go ahead and finish it for me, sister, because I need to drink some water or something. But that's the bottom line. And the thing about it is, it don't matter how much money you have. It don't matter about your degree. It don't matter about your economic status. It don't matter about your gender, your race, your creed, your color, your whatever. We can all come to God, and we're all And it's all about believe. If you would believe, you would see the glory of God. That's the only issue, believing.
Yes.
You will
Amen.
Receive. You know, there was the saints, they died believing the promise. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we know our God is a deliverer. Now, whether
yes.
he deliver us or not, he's still a deliverer. And we're going to go walk in his fire. And Daniel didn't argue with these people taking him to the lion den.
No.
Daniel already knew. It's
Amen.
Believe. Believe is our issue. We
Amen.
Are believers, and we must believe. We must believe. If we would believe, Jesus said, you would see the glory of God.
Amen.
Believe. Man, everything take me back to believe. I can go this way and that way, but it's all about believing God.
Right.
It's all about trusting him with all your heart and leaning not on your own understanding. Our own understanding get us in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Our own understanding can take us to some places where we don't want to be.
Yeah.
Our own understanding will cause a lot of confusion. Our own understanding is causing a lot of emotional feeling issues. I don't even want to go over there. That's
Amen.
What your own understanding will get you. But trusting in the Lord with all your heart will get you to see the glory of God. And I want to see his glory.
Amen.
I want the Lord to know me. And he will
Amen.
Know me by believing him. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And he'll know that because I'm a believer and I believe him. He called the Canaanite woman. He said great faith about her. He called the centurion, he called his faith great, and they only believed him. Period.
Yes.
I want to be
Amen.
Known as someone with great faith,
yes.
and all you got to do is believe God.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow, my,
that's
the
God.
Got to believe.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen, somebody. Somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
After amen. Yes, praises me. Oh, yes. After will. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm at the will. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Oh, yes. Woo. And I like the way she said it, sister and brother. She said, you ain't got to have all this education.
Amen.
You ain't got to go to the doctor, lay on the table, and the psychiatrist sit and pay him $500 when you know the situation. All you got to do is go to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you talk about faith. That's great faith. That is great faith. My. Woo. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't mean to take no forgiveness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Nobody but God. See, last night while I was talking to God, God began to downput. He was talking to me, as they say, he began to download to me. And the words came. My. I was so with the word of God last night until I said, oh, Lord, how I love thee. Because Jesus, and I was reading about.
And they be preaching the word. It's the internet radio.
Oh.
Amen. Worldwide, we didn't believe Jesus for the whole internet. But let me tell you, though, one thing I've studied, but I never let it digest in. When they took Jesus to take him to a, when they got ready to scourge him, they pulled off all the clothes. That's what the Romans did. They were good at what they were doing. And they got him naked, and they showed him, they would show the people that they were going to scourge. They showed him the thing with the nails there, the glass, the knives head on, and when they threw it across their back, it was hanging there, and they slid it across their back. Can you see Jesus Christ with a beating like that? Can you see it? But he didn't say a mumbling word. Not a mumbling word. He stayed right there. But oh, my God. They whipped him. And I say this in a scourge. Not only the person couldn't get out what they would lock you down, put your hands around that big pole they had there. You couldn't move. All you could do was take that pain. One on the left side, one on the right side. Each one will hit so many licks. But you will see when they pull, the people usually did. Jesus will say, I thirst. And as I began to study on why I thirst, because the body was leaving, the body was losing blood. And in the blood was the water. And the life was in the blood. And the body was losing the blood. And the more they'd whip him for 39 stripes. I'm letting it soak in. 39 stripes. Save one that was a Russian, that was a rule by the Romans. 39 tried to save one. And when they put Jesus so bad, everybody else that they were scared, they couldn't make it the way he did. So to see our face, he hung on the cross. They nailed him. See, when they took him, when they were whipped him, they took him and put clothes around him, take him before the people and present him. Say, is this the one you want? Is this the one you want? Who do you want, Barabbas or him? Barabbas, they cried. But Jesus, oh, my Lord, because it was written in the Word. It was written in the book of Proverbs. It was written in the book of Isaiah. God said, I will take him, I will nail him to the cross, I will pierce his side, and I will hang his feet. But he is my son. God allowed that. Why? Because he loved us. Hallelujah, somebody. He loved us.
No.
Just think on it. As Sonya said, back up in Hempstead, where the watermelons were, the watermelons wouldn't have took the first lick. Because the rope that they had to hit them with, that whip, it cut across your flesh. It cut deep. And that's what the devil said, I got him now. I got him. And I like the way Sister said it, both of y'all said it, the preacher heard it, say, this is not about us, it's about the kingdom of God. We're not here playing. We're telling you, it is so important that you get to know Jesus Christ. Let me move it forward, forward, forward. Do you know that a 7.62 earthquake in Mexico, about 4,000 miles from where we live at, can you imagine an earthquake, 7.2? That means that thing was cracking. God said, in these last days, we've seen the blood moon, we heard earthquakes, we heard the people in Korea, over there, 200-some people, because one man couldn't stay on his job. See, it's so important that if you're called to do God's work, stay on the job. You don't know who's going to come by needing you. Stay on your job. The woman said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment.
Mm-hmm.
They said we can cut a. One said we can cut a roof off the top. Hallelujah. I'm on. Thank y'all for allowing me to have a word or two. God bless you. Jesus.
Come on, just bring that word. We need as much as we can get. We need the word. We enjoy the word. We just thank God.
One thing that I always say, the more we give God, the more God will give us. See, I know this much. See, God loves us. See, God so loved the whole world. He didn't hate nobody, that he gave his only begotten son. Now, here's the president. Here's the governor. Here's a judge. Would you give all you have? I don't think a human being would, but God did. Why? That he might prove his point. And Jesus didn't have, Jesus owed God. No, Jesus did not owe God one thing. He did it because he made a commitment to the Father. He said, if you prepare for me a body, I will go down and I will walk amongst the men and I will make them my brethren. We shall pray and honor and love you. And that's why it's so important. Now, somebody catch on to this right quick. See, we got a bunch of men that ain't men. We don't have any men. We got a bunch of runabouts. See, a lot of people don't know. But the more you want to know God, the more you will be quiet, the more you will praise God. And that's why sometime at late at night, I can do my best meditation, my best praying, because I got the rest of the day to live what God has given me. And I want to tell you tonight with much love in my heart, God still loves us. The other thing you broke, because God is not broke. Somebody said, well, you know, God got all the gold in heaven. Yeah, God does, but that gold ain't for the earth. It's for the new kingdom that God has already spun. But God has gold in earth. He has diamond in earth. He has ruby. You name all the diamonds in the Old Testament, New Testament. It's there. But you know what's happened? Somebody knows how to find it. As it was said by Bogota's teacher tonight, the more you start searching God's word, the more you find the jewels. You find the diamonds, the rubies, the emeralds, and all of those, because it's there. God made it so. And I say this to the radio station that belonged to me, it belongs to God. Because I made a commitment with God, if you would do it, I'm going to dedicate it to you, Father. And we're getting the words that's out there. Why are we telling people? Because we don't have nothing to hide. We don't have nothing to hide. Our hands are clean. Our heart is clean. Our thought is clean. Because it's somebody we're trying to reach. There's a thief. There's a robber. There's a murderer. There's a homosexual. There was a lesbian. Somebody doesn't have the fullness of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us, Jesus says, Jesus, the word, the written word says this in the book of Revelation, all through the New Testament. He says, if any of these are found in you, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. My God Almighty. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Some people believe that they can do what they want to do, act like they want to like, say what they want to say. No, you've got to have a reverence for God, for God's action, His process of thinking. He's letting us know that He loves us, and God so loves us. He loves us. He loves us.
I didn't realize I needed
this. Yeah, me either, man.
Amen. Amen. You got a word, brother?
Yeah.
You got a word?
Thank you,
brother. Well, that's what we do with a person when we sign like that. But let me say this to you. Because men think that they can have fun and do what they're doing. There is a time, even right now, they get on the radio, they want to play a game. We're not playing a game. We have the power to raise the dead. We have power to see people get blind eyes open. See, I know what God has shown us, that we can. We can do it.
Amen.
We just pass by. We're going to do that Peter. When we walk by, when the sun shines, somebody, our shadow cast on, they can be changing attitude. Some people don't understand because what's happening? This generation we live in don't want to know nothing. They don't want to know the truth. They want to do what they're doing. They think they're doing good. No good. No good. I tell them, good. That ain't no God. No sorry, bub. You got to be with God. And one of the final things I was saying, in the book that I was studying, and the books that I was studying. I got a book here, Book of Matthews. I was reading it. It has so much information about what he, there were 10 different things said about the kingdom of God. There were so many words said that you read this, the more you say, wow. See, when you get God's word, you let it melt down into your spirit. Because that is the revitalization of the word. What is it? And you can't say nothing. If you don't know the word, how are you going to tell somebody? Say, well, I was out last night. I was having a real good time at the party I was at last night, and I told them I need to go to church. No, you got to show scripture to them. You got to show them. You got to take them to the book of Acts and show them, Acts chapter 1. You got to take them to it and show them, Acts 10:38. You got to take them and show it to them. You got to show them Romans chapter 8. You got to take them and show them Galatians 3:1-3. You got to show them. You got to show it, because when you have the word in you,
Come on now. That's what I want to get.
That ain't going to touch you. He going to get scared of you.
Quote scripture. Not that that's how it has to be, but when you want to show someone, this is what it says. This is what this is what God says. This is in my opinion. This is what the Lord himself says.
Yeah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, you got a word? You got a word? 7271, you got a word?
Kev?
You got a word? Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Kev, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, brother? It's Joshua from Jersey, man. Man, I can't believe how much I needed to hear this tonight.
Hello.
So, Josh.
It's great to hear how great the Lord has been to all of us. I'm just so blessed right now. Because, you know, starting up this new business has been a great blessing to me and my family. But every time I get busier and busier, I notice my mind drifts more and more to the things of this world. And I just needed to hear tonight and be reminded that, you know, like you said, the reverence for the Lord. And the more you seek him, the more he gives you. And I'm just,
Jesus.
My heart is on fire right now to just seek him. Can't wait to get home and get on my knees.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming. I'm coming. Hold on.
Amen.
Josh, this is Kevin. I really appreciate you getting online today and for that encouragement, you know, because that's what it's all about. You gave a good, just those words right there, Josh, it means so much for others to know that the cares of this world can draw you away from your living Savior, from the one that you really love. I just thank God for that, Josh, that you gave the listeners a word to let them know that we have to be careful where we go, what we put our mind to, because it can draw us away. There's a spirit called evangelism spirit. It starts really low. It doesn't harm anything at the first start, but it keeps manifesting over and over again, and it gets bigger. And sooner or later, you're drawing away without really realizing.
Exactly.
You're drawing away so far from the Lord. Gosh, I appreciate you. I welcome you to get online even more so. You know, you're a young man, you're strong in the Lord, and you're on fire, and hey, whatever that we can do, you know, I'm there for you, brother. I just thank God for you.
Amen. I appreciate that,
amen.
You know, we each and every one of us is at a different point, you know. I've gone through many, many, many downs, and it took a lot of the Lord, you know, helping me and guiding me through that, you know, Satan just couldn't get to me anymore in my downs. So he eventually stopped trying to get to me that way, because he realized it wasn't working, and now I'm in a different place financially. So he's trying to get at me by giving me more and more and more to occupy my mind with anything. It doesn't matter what, but anything to take my mind off of the Lord and how good he is, to distract me from just bringing the good news to others and just showing other people who he is. Is all he's trying to do now. And you know what? I'm just so grateful that, you know, I got your message and I looked at it, and I just stepped out of Home Depot. I'm like, I got to hear my brother on the radio, and I called in, you know, with the mindset, I'm just calling to just support my brother and just get a word. But I didn't realize I'm on fire right now. I'm my friend, and he's been going through a lot of things, and he's teary eyed. I'm looking at him, and I'm just, my heart's on fire. Like, just being reminded that don't worry about what's going on in front of you. You know, what happened 2,000 years ago is where you stay focused, and on the presence of the Lord right here and right now. Oh man, I'm ready to hop out of this car and run.
Hallelujah.
I'm for those who are listening, I mean, I just want to tell you that, you know, no matter where you're at, if right now is a good point in your life, right now is a bad point in your life, it doesn't ever get any better than just being with the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't get any better no matter where we're at, no matter what we're going through. I know there's some of you right now that are going through the toughest period of your life. You know, maybe your child is sick. Maybe someone that you love is dying. Maybe you yourself found out you're sick and got cancer. Maybe you're battling with sin, homosexuality. Who knows? It can be any of the above, all of the above. Just tap into the Lord. You don't have to work
Amen.
For it. You don't have to climb a mountain. You don't have to try. All you got to do is get down and say, Father, I give up trying. I need you.
Amen.
I need you here and now. And I promise you all, no matter where you're at, the good, the bad, I promise you right here, right now, if you say, Father, be with me, his presence will be made known to you, and his heavenly wisdom will drop down into your spirit, and you will be given answers you've been seeking. Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, my brother, what I'd like to do, I'd like for Sonia, we lift up a prayer for our dear beloved brother, Sonia.
Yes, praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Joshua and all the brothers and sisters that are going through similar situations that he's going through right now. As Joshua just poured his heart out tonight, Lord God, we know that you see, Father God, everything that he said, that you're not a God that sleeps slumbers. And we thank you for that, God, as we lift up Joshua to you.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Lord God, for the things that he's spoken about, oh God, and we pray for the things that he haven't spoken about, oh God.
Yes, God.
And, Father,
Hallelujah.
We know that you can do exceedingly abundantly more than he could ask or think, Father. You're able
yes,
to
God.
Do, Father God, more than he could think of. And,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We believe you, Lord God. We believe you, Lord God. We believe you, Lord God, where Josh is concerned, oh God. Strengthen him, oh God, in his spirit, in his soul, and in his body, Father God. Heal him, Father God, in his spirit, soul, and body, oh God. Father, let him experience all of you, oh God. You were bruised for his iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. Upon you, and by your stripes, Josh is healed, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you prepare him as a
Hallelujah.
Strong and mighty labor
Hallelujah.
To go into the harvest, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you that it be all of you and none of Josh as he walks through this world, and everybody he come in contact with will come in contact with you, Heavenly Father. And Father, we bind the devil that comes up against him right now, Lord God. And we thank you that the plans that the devil has is ceased in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Josh right now. And Father, we loose all of heaven's power. We loose, Father God, your Holy Spirit to operate and rule and reign in his life, oh God. And Father, we thank you that he follow you all the days of his life. And we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Following him all the days of your life, of his life, Lord God. And we thank you that you are his shepherd. We thank you that he don't have any wants, oh God. And Father, as he walked through the shadow of the valley of death, we thank you, Lord God, that your rod and your staff, oh God, leads and guides him. We thank you that you anoint his head with oil, oh God. We thank you that his cup runneth over, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that he is your dispenser of this hour, oh God. We thank you that he used his resources, oh God, in your kingdom as you call him to, oh God. Father, we thank you that he's an anointed vessel for your use. And Father, we declare all these things. You call us kings and priests in this life.
Hallelujah,
and we declare
Father.
These things over Josh's life, Lord God. And we believe,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, that you're raising up Josh as a mighty man of God for this hour, oh God. And we declare it over, mighty man of God, in the name of Jesus. We believe, Lord God, and we receive. And it's in Jesus' name we believe what we prayed for. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, son. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To the highest praise. Allah, 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 Allah,
Somebody got the fire on the hands right now.
That's a gift God has given to you. Somebody
yes,
got
Lord.
A fire.
Good, Lord.
God has blessed you. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's so good. Lambo Hosan. Larioso Hosa. Laria, Papa. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord.
My name is Kenny, and I'm Josh's friend, and I'm with him. I've been going through the worst period in my life. I started doing drugs that I never touched drugs in my life. There was just stuff that I never did, never thought I would ever do before, because I was raised in a Christian home, and I just never had a desire for those things. But I just went through a time where I started feeling like I was losing my mind, and I had in my past a lot of anxieties. And a lot of just misdiagnostics by doctors, telling me I had this, telling me I had that, telling me that I'd never be able to drive a car, I'd never be free of medicine, I'd never be able to live on my own. And right now, I'm not any of those things. I'm normal. I'm functioning. And it's all because of God. But this recently, there's been some stuff that I've been going through where I'm reverting back to losing my mind, back to going into the anxieties and the heavy doubts. And I just feel like God's been showing me stuff through the Old Testament and the New Testament, but showing me that the lie is that as soon as you entertain the lie, which is the doubt, which is God can't be good because all of these things happen. Look at your life. Look at, and then you get all of those anxieties and stuff, all of those thoughts that enter your brain that make you start to doubt God. That's the lie. And when you mm-hmm. start believing that lie, mm-hmm. you're going to fall away from him. You're going to feel distant. You're going to have walls, and you're not going to be able to feel his presence. But when you give in to the truth, which is
hallelujah.
His word and what his word says, when you believe in the truth,
hallelujah.
You can feel the love. And because the love is already there. It's already, people think we have to search and we have to go to church and pray hard enough and speak hard enough and focus in church. It's not about the focusing or trying to climb the mountain like Josh said. It's about just knowing the love is there and we can just tap into it. Because it's us, it was given to us, it's freely given to us, so that we can receive it, we can pour it out, because it's in us. He poured it out already in us.
Hallelujah.
He poured it out on us.
Hallelujah.
He poured that love on us.
Yeah.
He poured it out, and he died on that cross, and he rose, though.
Believe. Hallelujah. Believe.
And we have
Hallelujah.
That. We have that. We can tap into that.
Hallelujah.
We can bless God's people. We can bless God's
Hallelujah.
people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe. Hallelujah.
It's not about us. It's not about us. When we just eliminate our flesh, we're not part of the equation. We don't have to worry about what we're going through or what we did or what we did wrong, what how many mistakes we made. When we just put that down and say, you
Come
know
on.
What, God, you freed me. I'm yours. You called me yours. You adopted me. That right there will allow us to walk in that power that is already given to
Hallelujah.
us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And
Hallelujah.
And I believe
Whoa.
That, man. And the devil's been trying to steal that from me. He's been trying to steal the joy. God gave me joy. God made me a person who loves
Hallelujah.
People. He put that in me, and the devil's been trying so
Hallelujah.
Hard for so long to destroy me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank Hallelujah. You, God, because I needed you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And then Father, because your brother came on tonight and he declared and decreed that you're Jesus, there is no God like your Son. And we thank you tonight. And we praise you. Yahweh, howdy, howdy, howdy. Oh, praise him. We thank you for the joy. We thank you tonight for the power. We thank you for the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. It's the anointing that breaks every chain. Every chain. All of the things.
Hallelujah.
Broken. All of the homosexual things are broken. All of the adulterous sins. Things are broken. It's broken.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's broken by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
God bless you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I bless you, Lord. Refrain me, Father. I bless you, Lord. Everything you've done for me, God, I just praise you, God. God, you just eliminate so much. You eliminate so much bad and evil that the devil puts up to knock me down. You just eliminate it. You take it out. When you say to me, enough's enough.
Jesus,
enough.
Jesus,
enough.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Yes, Lord.
I don't want
to get you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. You sit up, yes, by the Lord. Way. You sit in the way of our
thank you,
Lord. Father. We thank you, Father.
We love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The sun to the setting of the sun. He is to be praised.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God, these barriers are an illusion, Father. God, it's not real, God. There's nothing in you. God, you can break these barriers, Lord, if you will, and you're breaking them. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I love you. Thank you, John. Father, we thank you for these young men that came by the way tonight on KESK radio station and came by the well. And we just believe, Father, that you are the one who made it all possible. Because all we have is to steal from you. Hallelujah.
No
hallelujah.
No
hallelujah.
Mm.
And then, Father, we believe tonight that you will fill them. We believe tonight if they ask you for the Holy Ghost tonight, they shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost this night. Hallelujah. And we believe it, Father. And we believe it, Father. And we believe it. We believe in it. Not our will, your will, Holy Father. Believe.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we go into the fire, we come out refined and cleansed like gold, stronger, cleaner, more valuable every time. Every time we go through that fire, hallelujah, the fire of suffering, the fire of tribulation, the fire of everything that stands in the way of God, that's a fire. But he comes with the Holy Ghost, and that's a real fire, and it burns it, destroys it. Burns it to nothing, and we come out refined, refined like gold. And that's how I feel right now. I just feel on fire.
Hallelujah.
The Lord. My back is on fire. My head, my hair is standing up.
Because the Bible tells you, my dear brother, the Bible tells us and says these words. As he was preaching, he said, there's one whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlatch. He said, but he shall come and baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He said, baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Thank you, God.
Thank you
for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your fire.
Yes, God. Go ahead.
Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. God has already forgiven you. Forgive yourself.
Yes. Amen.
Forgive yourself. You've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And you know what? He said on that cross, he said, it is done. It is finished.
It's finished. Amen.
It is done. It is finished. Forgive yourself.
Thank you.
Who the Son set free, who the Son set free is free indeed. You've been set free by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you cast down, and you begin to cast down every imagination that's guarded itself against the knowledge and obedience of God. You begin to cast them down because the devil don't have any more power. Jesus defeated the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, I got all power. In this world and the world to come, Jesus got all power. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You stand on the word of God. Every time the enemy comes in like a flood, he says, I will raise up a standard. I will raise up a standard. Let the word of God
come through.
He said the Holy Spirit, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power. You got power against the enemy. Hallelujah. And you tell that devil, you start telling that devil, you are under my feet, and you're going to stay under my feet. He has no power. He has no control over your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Job. Job was an upright man. Job was an upright man. And you know what? The devil had to come to God and say, can you take that edge of protection away from around Job? And I'll tell you, I'll get Job to curse you. But you know what? That God removed the edge of protection. But because the love that Job had for God, no matter how much affliction, no matter how much infirmity, no matter how much pain, no matter how much love he had, he still did not curse God and die. See, we give the devil too much credit. We give the devil too much authority. We got to tell the devil he's under our feet and he has to stay under our feet. That's why we're celebrating Resurrection of Sunday night. Yes. Jesus is alive. Jesus rose. Jesus paid the price for you and I, and we got to begin to edify Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus. And when we begin to lift up the name of Jesus, he says, all my enemies got to be scattered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's begin to edify God like never before. We know the enemy is real. We know the enemies are wild. But he says, I give you power. I give you power to tread upon surface. I give you power to tread upon surface. And all your enemies, and nothing shall harm you. He didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power and a sound mind. Hallelujah. We gotta get in the word of God. Our minds got to be transformed. We got to be transformed. We got to become as one. He says, me and the Father, we are as one. He breathed breath into us in the beginning. See, God's spirit's always been around. He says, when he created the heaven and the earth, he says, he moved upon the waters. God's spirit's always been around. All we got to do is become one. He's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for his bride. Without a spot of a wrinkle. And it's time that we know the word of God says error because we don't know the scriptures and we don't know the power of God. But it's been over 2,000 years since Jesus died, and it's been over 4,000 years since the word has been written. And we got to get in the word because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And he heard the word and took flesh. And he walked, and he dwelled upon the earth, and he dwelled upon us, and he showed us the way. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Young man, it's time to be encouraged, and it's time to know that you know that you know that you know. Don't have no more doubt. The word of God says, help me with my unbelief. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time to believe only. It's time to operate in that resurrection power. See, everything that's dead right now, I come to shake it up. I come to wake it up tonight in the name of Jesus.
Take it back.
Hallelujah. And I know, Lord, that your glory is real to me, God, and I know that the devil will not make me move anymore, Father. I know that I belong to you, God, and I've been yours, Lord. And I'm sorry, Father God. I repent, Father God, for forever just believing that I wasn't yours, Lord.
Peace to your portion tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes. You rest in him. You rest in Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take your rest, young man. Hallelujah.
Yes, I
will.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Everything right now in the name of Jesus. Not of you right now, Father God. We ask you to uproot it right now, God. You gave us the power to uproot it right now, Father God, and to throw it down. And we throw down everything that's not of you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. What's that young man's name? Hallelujah. It's time to be free.
Yes.
Who?
My name is Kenny.
Say it again, your name.
Kenny, yeah. Cunningham? No, it's Kenny,
K-E-N-N-Y,
Kenny.
I'm sorry, it's raining and I'm driving out here, but it's okay because it's raining Jesus, hallelujah, and more Jesus, 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 hallelujah. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we take our authority right now, even over your mindset right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we give him our Christ-like mind. You said, let this mind that be in me be in Christ. We speak a Christ-like mind over your mind right now. We speak peace right now to every circumstance, to every situation right now, in the name of Jesus. Problems won't be your problems tonight, because Jesus is the answer, and Jesus died upon the cross for everything that you had to go, everything that you had to endure. He said, endure hardship like a good soldier. It's time to stand up, and it's time to salute your Father. It's time to salute your Lord. It's time to stand up and to say, Lord, don't let this come past me, but nevertheless, let your will be done. It's time for us to say, God, let your will be done. See, too many times we want to pass the cup here, pass the cup to this brother, pass the cup to that sister, but no more. Everybody got to take the cup for themselves.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Drink of that cup tonight, son. Think of that tonight, and know, Father God, and know that he is your Lord, and know that he is your Savior, and know that he is your Redeemer, and know that he has paid the price for you. Hallelujah. Make it personal tonight. That's what he's calling for. I want it personal. I want you to become just like me and the Father. See, me and the Father, I command my spirit. That's what he said on the cross. I command my spirit
Hallelujah.
To be with you. Now tonight, we command your spirit to be with
man.
Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus, we got to become Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to his name.
Oh,
Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
And you move forward with him.
Yes.
Just move forward with him. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Let me see this.
Yes. Hey, family, Kev, Sonia. I didn't catch the name of that young lady that was just speaking and praying.
Prophetess Chanda.
Oh, well, this was a great joy and a pleasure to receive the word from all of you in a prayer. And, you know, just to praise our Lord and Savior together and pray together. And it's amazing, you know, how.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
It's amazing, you know, how, you know, God created everything. You know, God created everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan perversed everything, turned everything that was good and made it ugly. You know, technology is one of those things. But you know what? The Lord is using technology for a great thing. And you know what? Technology was a great tool tonight for God to reach both of us, and I'm sure all of our faith has been built. God is you.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Young man. I want to say one more thing to this young man. I gotta say one more thing.
Okay.
What the Lord needs you to do is start focus on what He has already done and not what Satan is doing. There's no power greater than God's power, and you need to start glorifying God and not glorifying what the devil did. Because see, what God said when the enemy meant for harm, I have already turned it around for your good, and you got to start seeing the good in it.
Amen.
Amen. Lift him up, brother.
That's why we're praying for a Christ-like mind, because see, your thought pattern, we think wrong, not just you, we think wrong, and we just put the word of God in us and allow God to consume us and allow him to take over our thoughts, because his thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are not our ways, so we need to know what way and what thought, what he's thinking, not what we want to think, because see, we don't know. The word says the earth is the Lord and the fullness of their own. Everything belongs to God, so guess what? Who best to ask? He says in the book of Isaiah, he said, come, let us reason together. Come on and talk to me. Come on and have a talk with me. Hallelujah. I want to be your wonderful counselor. I want to be your everlasting father. I want to be your prince of peace. But you got to come and you got to commune with me. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Let him in. Get him all the way in. Surrender all.
Amen.
We get in a battle when we want to straddle the fence, but we can't straddle the fence. You know, if you try to straddle the fence right now, if you actually went out there and tried to straddle the fence, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. So you might as well not straddle the fence. You might as well stay, might as well stay on the side of the fence that's already saved you.
Amen.
Everything on the left side is going down. Going down. What you want to go down for? The enemy, the devil already knows his suspected end. He knows he's going to hell. But see, we got eternity. We got a chance from God. He says that I came that you will have life and have it more abundantly. We are already, baby, joint heirs, seated on the right hand of Christ. It's time to return. Let your spirit return where it's already at.
There you go.
Get your mindset.
Amen. Oh,
hallelujah. Get your mindset, and you start edifying God. He says in his Bible, in Ephesians, it says, I gave up some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists for what? For building up, for edifying the church. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to build. It ain't nothing in the word of God say tear down, because the kingdom of darkness has already been torn down. He says, we are children of light. Go out there and bring those in.
Amen. Amen.
Feel.
Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for sharing with me. I appreciate it. God is good to me, and I just want to give my life to Him every day. Every day for the rest of my life, I want to just give it to Him and just come before His feet and just forgive Him for His sins. And that's what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. I'm not gonna focus on the negative anymore in my life.
God is greater, baby. God is greater.
I know that there's a calling. I know that there is a calling on me, and I know that there's a calling on all of us, because God wills that no one should perish. And there's a calling on each and every one of us. And it's just that there's so many people of us that will not walk in that, because we do what you just said, what Sonia just said, that stuff. We glorify our struggle. We glorify Satan. We glorify the wrong things. And you're right. God doesn't want us to do that. He wills for us to be saints and to reign with Him when He comes back. And I believe that.
Amen.
And I want to thank Him right now for just clarifying Himself to me. And I'm thankful, because I asked and I seeked, and He answered. And He didn't answer right away, but He answered.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this. My dear brother, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are you in Houston, Texas?
No, I'm
are
in
you
Jersey.
Outside of
I'm with I'm with Josh right now. Me and him are together. We're in the car.
Okay, well, I want you to take this, take down my email address and send me an email. It's Willie. You got a pen and a piece of paper, please?
I'm doing
I
it
want
right
you to
now.
Send me an email. Sir?
Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, Willie, J-H-U-N-T-E-R, W-I-L-L-I-E, J-H-U-N-T-E-R, ampersand, Yahoo, Y-A-H-O-O, .com.
At what again?
Yahoo.
Willie?
Willie J. Hunter at?
Is it H-U-N-T-E-R?
H-U-N-T-E-R. H-U-N-T-E-R.
Okay.
All one word. At, just like you're making, like you're doing an A and making a circle around it, ampersand, Yahoo, Y-H-O-O, dot, com.
Willie J. Hunt.
That's it. Send me an email. I'm going to send you, because I want you to know who your prayer partners are, because we at the well tonight. We call it the well. We're here searching and seeking. We want you to know. And I thank God for you tonight, my brother. Both of y'all. This is what we're all about.
Yeah,
we're here
beautiful.
To help.
Yeah, this is beautiful,
yes,
man. We're at the kitchen table right now, and you know we're
Amen.
Eating right now.
All
the Lord is serving us
Amen.
Food.
Yes, good.
We're not at the same table,
Amen.
But we have the same servant. You know, the same.
Amen.
One God, Jesus Christ, is serving us right now, and He's serving our
Amen.
Spirit. And you know,
yeah.
I'm just. This is just a beautiful thing to just. Jesus is always
Amen.
Eating. With people. Right now, we're eating
Amen.
Together.
This is great.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there somebody else, because my spirit man tell me, is there somebody else that you love that you want to see get on the side of God's side?
Is there somebody that I love that I want to what?
There's somebody you love, but they won't come on to God's side. But I want to let you know these words. Sometimes you have to let go and let God. Some
Amen.
People not going to follow you where God's going to send you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you come into the table of Jesus Christ, some people don't want to come to the table, but you got to love them. If they don't want to come, you just say, okay, all right, well, I'm going. You got to get your church that's full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word. You got to get there where you can learn. The Bible, Jesus said, when you search the scriptures, he said, search them, because when you search them, he said, in them I am found, and they speak of me. He said, behold, I come in the volume of the page. And what God wants to do with you young men, it's been a, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah,
Kevin.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
And here's a man who can tell you, amen, go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, what was that?
Yeah, Josh,
well,
your friend. Yeah, it's Kevin. I just want to encourage you. I just thank God for God moving on my heart to call you. Today. And I just thank God for the move of God that's on the radio. Apostle from San Antonio, we thank God for you for the word that came out of you. And it, once again, we're here just letting you know that there is a you're here for a purpose. What you're experiencing
Amen.
In your life, the purpose is going to be fulfilled in Jesus. You know, you may be thinking that it was a coincidence that it happened tonight, but God does not work in coincidence. It was a reason, was a purpose, and it was fulfilled. Now, I want to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord for the will that He has for your life.
because he does have a will, and there's a purpose behind that will, because we're not here for ourselves. We were born for a purpose.
Amen.
The foundation of the earth was, and it's important that you get around people like Josh that will continually encourage you. I just thank God for the move of God that's on the radio station. I thank God for Sister Corinna.
Hallelujah.
Letting the word of God just continue to be manifest. Everyone that's on the radio, even the ones that's not talking, I thank God for y'all. You know, it's important that we collectively continue to pray for one another. The Bible encourage one another. And so we encourage one another through the word of God. We're planting good seeds. It's unfolding right now. It's manifesting right now. And we thank God for that.
Jesus.
And see, Josh, you have my number. You can give your friend my number.
Okay.
And, anytime you need me, like you know how I roll it, Josh, anytime that you need me, just call.
I will, brother. You're definitely one of my key guys to go to. I know you love the Lord, and that's all I want in a friend, is somebody who's going to lead me closer to my God and Creator.
Amen.
That's what
it is.
You too,
Sonia.
I definitely got to go meet you.
Amen.
We got to play together.
Amen. You know where I am.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To the Apostle in San Antonio, thank you for the word. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank allowing him to move through you. This is the reason why Friday night is so important. Because it's all about giving God the glory. Me and Sister Lord, we over here just amazed about the works of God that is being transformed. Because you know why? Because we prayed the prayer of faith that every eye would be open, every ear would be open, every heart would be open to receive. And the Holy Ghost did exactly what he did.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It ain't about, this is not about us. It's way too big for us. But I just want to thank you for the word of God that came for you tonight. I have just blessed God for it, because this is what it's all about. We are part of the family.
Amen.
And we are down here on this earth. We have a family that's held on heaven's gate. We are going through the gate. We're encouraging one another. We are through the word. I just thank God. I just bless God tonight for the word. I thank God for the benefit.
Amen.
So, I just look forward to seeing what he's going to do for the rest of the night. Here's Dr. McCubb.
Amen.
Kev.
Amen.
Kev.
But also, I want to let Josh know that you have some sisters that are on the line also. So I'd like them to let you know that they love you. And you're speaking across the nation. So to let you see what God has assigned with us, we're trying to reach the unreached and tell the untold. And he was asking about one is calling you from the East Coast, one is calling you from the South Coast, but God still loves you. And we want you to know we love you, brother. We want you to know that the devil can't do nothing to you. He can't do nothing. You don't have a right. He doesn't have a right. You don't have to give him that right. Amen. One of your sisters want to tell his brother something that will help him to encourage him.
Amen. This is Prophetess Shonda from Georgia. I just want to say God bless you, young man. Just be encouraged and know that there is no power greater than God's power. Jesus is our source. Jesus you go to. Jesus is what you call on. When you can't do nothing else, scream out the name Jesus. He says, I assist those who call upon my name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, yeah.
Kev.
Amen.
All right,
brother.
Sanka,
you there?
Yeah,
can
you
hear
me?
Oh, yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, Josh.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And we just got to keep that on our mind. There is no condemnation. See, the devil want to condemn us. He want to put the tape up and say, this is condemned. No, that devil is a lie.
That's
there is no condemnation. those who are in Christ Jesus. That's the bottom line. That's the top line. That's the sideline. That's the back line. That's all the line. Amen.
Amen.
That doesn't
really
want
nothing. My friend, I want to share one more word real quick that the Lord
is.
You know, the Lord paints pictures for us in our spirit, and he allows us to see it in our mind. You know, I've been up Eastern time since working since about 7 o'clock, and over there in Texas, that's about 5 in the morning, but that don't count. But this night didn't almost happen because I had to run to Home Depot, get something, but I almost couldn't get off the couch and go get it. And the Lord, as I'm sitting here, he just painted a picture for me. And it's going to apply for so many situations. And it's just don't grow weary of doing good, for you will reap a harvest in due time. And it just allowed me to see what I've been going through. I just feel so unappreciated. And as you're in Christ, you live according to the Spirit. And no one appreciates what you do, but I've just been continuing to do it. And it's just, and the Lord showed me right now, he said, imagine what I was going through as I was carrying that cross. If I would have grown weary, how easy it could have been for him to grow weary and then just drop that cross and just give up. Each and every one of us, we just have to continue to keep on doing the Lord's work. We're planting these seeds. We may not see the flower bloom. We may not be able to reap the harvest here on earth. But whatever we're putting into people, whatever we're putting into souls, what we're putting into spirits, God is reaping that harvest. And our harvest is waiting for us in heaven. And that is a promise from the Lord. That is a promise from the creator of the universe. And he just said, do not grow weary of doing good, for we will reap a harvest. So brothers and sisters, and I speak to myself through the power of the Holy Spirit, I will not and we shall not as a family never grow weary of doing good for one another, and especially for those who don't know the Lord. Don't grow weary of doing good for them neither.
Amen. Can I say something right quick? Because I just heard something with that young man speaking at. And I was just thinking about when Jesus, when he was up on that cross, and he had the two malefactors on the left and on the right side of him. And the one on the right side recognized who Jesus was, and he says, from this day forth, you know, that you'll be with me forever in paradise. But he says on the cross, he says, I thirst. And you know the revelation that he gave me? You know, they were thinking that he was thirst because he's up there in the sun and all the things that he has endured.
Come on.
But he thirsts for our soul. That's what it was, the thirst for our soul.
Hallelujah.
Right now, I thirst for
hallelujah.
Your soul. See, that's how we got to get just like Jesus. We got to thirst for your soul. See, baby,
yes, God.
I heard you crying.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I heard your cry. And
Jesus.
That's what we got to do. We got to start hearing one another's cry, and we got to come and see about you. See, Jesus didn't leave us abandoned. He says, I'm going to send you back to comfort.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I'll never leave you comfortless. And that's what we need. We need to be our brothers and our sisters keeper. Yes, I am. So, brother, I love you. Sister, I love you. I don't have to know you. I don't have to never see you. But I know who you are in Christ.
Yes, right.
What's a thirst for souls. And that's what
hallelujah.
It is. That's what it's all about. We got to get that same thirst, that same desire. Even though we might feel like right now that we've been crucified ourselves, we might be feel like they done beat us down. We might feel like they done spit on us. We might feel like we've been walked all over. But
remember,
it's not about us.
Amen.
We got to keep on enduring. He says,
amen.
Those who want to be disciples must first what? Deny themselves and pick up their cross. Come on, baby. We got to drag that cross all the way to the end so we can say to the same thing, I command my spirit to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got that right. And a race ain't given to the swift nor the strong. It's given to the ones who endure to the end. So you ain't got to be, let me, 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 let me. No, but you just got to get in the race.
Just get in the race. Get in the race.
Amen.
Get in the race. Hallelujah. Guess what? The turner, they talk about how slow the turner was, but didn't the turner get to the other side of the street?
He got there, didn't he? Amen.
He got to the other side of the street when everything else was running in front of them, got hit, got ran over. Okay? Hallelujah. And that's what we see. We see a lot of people getting hit, getting run over. But I tell you right now, if you sit back and wait on the Lord, you're going to mount up. You're going to mount up.
Like
and it's time to mount up. Hallelujah. We serve a God to sit high and look low. And it's time to come up. Come up.
Wow.
Come up, he says. Come up. Hallelujah. He told his disciples, he says, you better launch out to the deep. But he's calling us to come up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's time to come up.
Yeah.
It's time to come up. We got to know the power of God. And stop denying his power.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Didn't Jesus, I'm telling you, Lord, I love how Jesus has showed us the way. Nothing. He didn't never say, I don't think the Father can. I don't think the Father may. He said, everything I do and everything I say is of the Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not a father. If they was hungry, it didn't make no difference how many it was. They broke bread and they ate.
Mm-hmm.
If you were blind, you needed to see. Guess what? He gave sight to you. If you were laying beside the pool, you couldn't move, you was paralyzed, guess what? He told you to get up, take your bed up and walk. Come on, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Why would we not serve a God like that? Why would we not serve a God like that that has shown us? Have shown us his great words. Have shown us his power. And yet we want to deny him. Yet we want to give that old filthy, stinking devil some credit and glorify him. The word of God says, I would not share my glory with another. I'm a jealous God. Why do we keep throwing things in God's face and making him jealous? We are children. We are sons and daughters of God. And we gotta go to our Father. Hallelujah. Just like you go to your natural mother and your father. And yes, some people say, I don't have a father. But because of Jesus dying for you, you got a father. And we gotta begin to be people's mothers and fathers in the spirit. Show them.
Mother.
Yeah, you might not have to. No, I didn't. I can testify for myself. My father left when I was 5 years old. But guess what? It didn't stop me from loving the Father. It didn't stop me from even loving my father that walked out on me. But when I got a chance to meet him at 15 years old, I did ask him. I said, you divorced the mama. I said, why did you divorce the children too? Because some people have got to grow up. They just don't know. It's a maturity thing.
Yes.
And that's why the woman of God just said that there's no more condemnation in those who walk in Christ Jesus and not after the flesh. And that's what we got to do. We got to build, Abel. We got to build. It's all about building. It's all about satisfying. It's no more tearing down. Don't worry why brother and sister can't do and won't do. Just you do what God has called you to do, and you encourage that person. Come on. You can make it. Come on. You can do it.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. It's time to change.
Amen.
You want to see power? You want to see God move upon this earth? Because the word of God, I say, he was always present. And matter of fact, in the book of in Isaiah, God said himself, he says, I created the good and evil. He just want to know which one you're going to choose.
You better say it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's what it says.
Wow, that's power, man.
Woo!
That's power. That's right. That right there. That is the reality, man. That the devil just perverts and he tries to get people to think, oh, God is terrible because why would he put the tree there in the first place? Why would he create a world that he knew was going to fall? And the thing is that right there, what you just said, though, is God, yeah, he did. He put the tree there because he wanted his people to be real for him. He wanted to weed through and have a real, genuine love. And the devil does everything he can, like I said, to pervert God's glory.
and you can't. You can't, because God is holy. God is, he's ultimately the one in he's the creator. He's the creator of everything.
Amen.
And he just deserves praise. That's the truth.
And
amen.
That's it. You got it. We were created to give him praise. That sums
amen.
It all up. That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's why
I feel
created. Give him praise.
Amen.
I feel
amen.
Like right now he's attacking me, trying to hinder me, because of it, like because of how great God's been to me right now, and how beautiful this whole thing was, and how washed by the blood I feel right now. But the devil is right now, like, I feel him on my head, trying to get me to feel like there's a void again, and he's attacking, and I just want to lay it down. I want to lay down my mind right now before God and just thank him, because this whole thing right now is so beautiful, and I just want to give God glory where glory is due, and I want to give him glory. Because even there was no reason. There was nothing. There was wicked. God showed Noah the vision of wickedness in man. He picked Noah because Noah was a righteous man out of a world of wickedness, where all of their hearts were darkened by wickedness, and they chose evil. There was one man, and God said, because of that one man, I will spare the entire world. Because of that one man, because of that one man who was righteous and who hungered for righteousness, because he hungered for righteousness, God used him to spare the world and to continue mankind, our species, that God, he regretted it. He regretted making us because he saw that our hearts chose darkness, and it hurt him, and it broke his heart, and he regretted, but he did not wipe us out, although it came close. He saw that one man that stood in righteousness, and I feel like right now God is calling to stand in righteousness before him, to just stand firm in righteousness, because that, he honors that. He honors that. Doesn't matter how much we mess up anymore, and how many times we fall, because that righteousness in us is what he's looking at. That's what he sees. It's because of that he cares and he loves us. It's because of that righteousness that he sees, that is in us, that he put in us. Oh, man. He put that righteousness in us, and he sees it, and he honors it, because we hold on to it, and we are his people because of it. And we can continue to walk in the glory and the blessings and in everything that he has to give. He wants to give it all. He doesn't want to hold anything back. He doesn't want to hold anything back. And he wants us to receive it, all of it, everything that he has, all of the goodness, all of the splendor from the first garden that he made, from when Adam and Eve, all of the things that he gave them in the beginning. He wants, we can have it. We can have it right now. We can walk in the glory that he has for us, if we just stand in righteousness. That's all, man. With Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the reason that we can walk in all of that again. All of the things that the devil stole, that we gave away, that we can to the devil, God has redeemed through Jesus Christ, so that we can have it now. And Jesus deserves praise. Jesus' name is not to be forgotten. It is glorious. It is the reason that we can say God is ours and we are his. It's because of Jesus. And Jesus cannot be forgotten. He cannot be, he only way into heaven. And we need to know.
Amen.
To
understand.
Amen. Only way.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Yeah. There is no other way.
Amen.
There is no other way. Jesus, see, there. I believe that God is putting this on my spirit, because there are people out there right now struggling because they believe in Jesus, but they feel like, what if he's not the only way? What if there are other ways? No, do not give in to that, because that is the devil. He is trying to stop you from growing in him. That is not God. That is not God. You got to discard that along with the other junk that the devil puts in your lives. Right now, I just feel like I need to share this, because there's a lot of New Age confusion out there right now that is trying to seep into the church. It's trying to seep into the church, and God is saying, no, do not my people. No, no, no. Wake up, my people. Wake up, because I want you to walk in my glory. And he's calling his churches to walk in the glory of his presence. We need to honor Jesus. We need to honor the name of Jesus. That is important.
Yeah.
That is important. Oh, oh, the reality. It's hitting me right now as I speak, because his spirit is speaking through me. This is something that I before tonight, I wouldn't have thought I needed to say this, but the reality is that Jesus is important. You cannot exclude the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You cannot discard any of them. They all play a role. They're all important, and they all need to be acknowledged. They need, and so that is what I just, I don't know why, just out of nowhere, this, I felt in my spirit to say that, and I pray right now over the audience, God. I pray right now over everyone, the hosts, and I pray over me and my friend, and Josh, God. I just pray over all of our hearts right now, Father God. I just ask you to plant that seed, oh, Father, to plant the seed of faith in us right now, Father God, in all of our hearts, Father, the seed. Jesus, plant that seed of faith in us, Father. Water it and grow. Lord, let us water it. Let us not forget to water that seed. But, oh, Father, you'll plant it. Oh, but it is up to us to water. It is up to us to come before you, to come before your throne, to bow before your presence, to humble ourselves, to allow you to speak to us. We can't hear you when we're talking. We can't hear you. Oh, we can't hear you when we're speaking, God. We need to quiet our souls. Be still, God. You have been trying to show that to me for the longest, and right now I can receive it. I can see it. And God, I know that there are people out here right now that are listening, but they're receiving it. They're receiving it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Paul wrote when he, I just feel like saying this right now. Paul wrote when he said that I don't come with excellency of speech. When he said that, there are people that are discouraged because they don't have excellency of speech. They don't have an education. They don't have the people skills that some people have, and they feel discouraged from doing the work of God. But do not let that stop you from growing.
God.
Do not let that stop you from walking in his glory, because glory, it has nothing to do with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it has nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, this is so beautiful. And
thank you, God.
Powerful.
Hallelujah.
And he's moving. And he's moving his people.
Praise his name.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. I come in agreement with this prayer now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're living in your blood in the name of Jesus.
He speaks to us. He speaks to us. We ask, and we cry, and we where are you, God? Where are you? And God speaks.
Right here.
And it's not always in our time, and sometimes it takes a tuning into a weird radio station that you thought was crazy. What is this? And God's speaking right now. Oh, he's touching your heart and mind.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that temple. He's renovating his temple. He's moving furniture around.
Hallelujah.
It's your body.
Yes.
He's using you. Oh, he's done it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, your temple is beautiful. Don't stop defiling it. Stop it. Stop your defiling the temple of this Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Thank you for his eyes, God.
Oh, Jesus, this is glory. This is what we're meant to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, right now, Father, for the people in charge of this, Lord, that you ordained to run such a beautiful, beautiful ministry, Father. I just pray right now over their hearts, Lord. I pray that you bless them so
so beautiful, God, so magnificently, Father. God, that you are going through so many beautiful, mighty things through their ministry, Lord. God, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, the stepping stones, Father, of something that is just going to be worldwide. Oh, worldwide. In the name of Jesus. Worldwide. In the name of Jesus, the glory. The glory of God is going to be known through your ministry. That's the Holy Spirit. That's not me, because I'm a nobody. We're not special. We're two guys chilling in the car. You know, God is speaking because he's just trying to show right now that he can use anybody. He can use the lowest form. He can use somebody who's done the worst things imaginable. Yes, the worst things. Yes, right now. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to right now. You know who you are. The worst things. Yes, he could still use you. He could still use you because you are not those things. You are not those things. You are his, and he calls you to higher purposes. You will be revealed in due time. Just hold on. Don't give up. Fight of faith is just that. It's a fight. You have to keep fighting through. I can tell you this because right now, I literally, a day ago, and I'm sharing testimony right now, a personal testimony, 2 days ago, that I was struggling. I'm dealing with this, the doubt, the anxieties, and all of that. And don't give in. Don't give in because it's just a lie. And I thank God for being able to.
Amen.
It's not because we're qualified. Remember that, people of God. Remember that, people of God, that it's not because we're qualified by any means of what we've done, it's because Jesus Christ died on the cross and crucified. He was crucified for our sake, for our salvation. He was crucified, and because of Jesus, we can bring the glory. We can usher in the Holy Spirit because of Jesus. He left, but we're still here. He left us here. He gave us his Holy Spirit. He's coming back. He's going to come back one day. That's a promise. That's a promise. But right now, we're here, and he's using us to do the work that he calls us to do. He's using us. We are the hands and feet of Jesus, and there's just no other way. Oh, the reality is hitting me like it's never hit me before, and I just want to share this with the people. Because the people need to know. The people need to hear. The people need to bow down. The people need to throw out this new age garbage that the devil is trying so hard to just penetrate into the church of God. People of God, just reject it. Reject it in the name of Jesus and allow his spirit to overwhelm you and to just overtake you. Jesus Christ, do not forget the name. Do not forget the name. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Do not forget the name. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, there's power in the name that is so true. Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ is so real to you and to me and to everyone because he is not a made-up fictional character in TV programs. Or the devil uses that television and that wicked media to distort and pervert and to confuse and to put us in a trap. To put us in an evil snare, to keep us from the reality that none of this matters. Your house, your car, your job, all of that, your retirement plan. See, I'm not of excellency of speech. Listen, God doesn't care about this stuff. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about all of this. This is petty to him. And he wants you to know that this is not what you're not called to be the best, teacher or to be the best any of that. He's not calling you to be the best doctor or the number one surgeon that saves a bunch of lives. He's not calling you to be great in any of that way. He's calling you to be great in his name.
That's it.
So just just remember that your career is not first. Your job, your relationship, they come second to God. Nothing is before Him. And when you and when you put Him first, all of those beautiful, all of those things will be beautiful. And God's not saying that He doesn't want you to have those things, because obviously we're still here and we need to make a living by the sweat of our brow, and we need one another. We need relationships. We need one another. You can't say that we can be hermits, because God doesn't want that for us. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want hermits, because if He would have wanted hermits, He would have took us all to heaven. He doesn't want a hermit. He wants somebody who is willing to move. Willing to grow, willing to go, willing to leave everything behind. See, people like to say that I'm just preaching right now. I'm just preaching right now that there are people out there, there are pastors out there that will say that God is calling us to move, to do His work, but that doesn't mean to quit your job. That doesn't mean, no, you know what? That might just mean to quit your job. That might just mean to let go, because that job is an idol to you. Because that relationship is an idol to you. It's scary, yes, but fear is of the devil. Fear is not of God. So when the Spirit of God is saying to let go, you have to let go. Otherwise, you're going to be in the worst torment possible. Yes. You're going to go through the worst torment you're ever going to experience if you continue to hold on to something that God is saying to let go. I could keep going, because the Lord is just revealing so much to me, and I could keep going. but I wanna just give glory to God. I just wanna say right now that God is good, and that the resurrection is real. They make fun of it. They mock it. They like to say that Jesus was just a prophet. They like to say that, look how hard they attack Jesus. You don't see Buddha. You don't see them making fun of Muhammad that much. They make fun of him, but you don't see them attack the way they attack the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You don't see the way they attack the name of Jesus. They come against Him with all they got because evil hates God. Because Satan hates God, and he works in the heart of evil men. He works in the heart of men, and he tries to do his death and his plan. And his plan is to just pervert. That's all it is. That's all he can do is pervert. He has no other power. He has no other power. You might think that he might have the power to do things, but that's just a lie. He's just lying to you. He's just lying to you guys, because he thinks he knows that he can fool somebody who does not know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who does not know Jesus will be confused, because he's putting these images out there to stop you from getting to know Him, because He doesn't want you to walk in that glory that's going to set you free from the snare. He's going to set you free. See, He wants us to walk in the Garden of Eden again. He wants us to eat of the fruit of He wants us to eat of the fruit of that He has to give us. He wants us to eat and drink and just of the glory of God. He wants us to have all of that. See that all Satan tries to trip me up right now, because what I'm saying is so powerful. He just tried to trip me up, and I know what he's doing, but I won't. Jesus. Jesus Christ is trying to reveal something right now that is just mighty, that is going to destroy the plan of the enemy in a mighty way. This is something powerful. So listen, pay attention. Put down the phone. Let go of what you're thinking about. Stop, because this is something mighty. Oh, this is something mighty in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, God is trying to tell you right now that all of that that Adam and Eve had before they fell, He's trying to bring it back. He can give it back to you right now if you just call on the name of Jesus. if you just go on the name of Jesus right now, all that is, all that was given to us, all that was given to us before the fall is still ours now because Jesus is here, because Jesus has died and rose again. Oh, oh, Lord, oh, man. Oh, Jesus, oh, Father. Jesus is so real. He is so real, and because of him alone, because of him alone, not Moses couldn't do it. Moses couldn't bring the people to the promised land. Moses couldn't do it. All you thought it just meant because he was, because of what the people did and because he got mad at them. No, it wasn't because of that. It was because God was trying to show you that man couldn't do it. God had to come down and do it himself.
Hallelujah.
So there is no other way through Jesus, but through Jesus. There is no other way. Muhammad couldn't do nothing. Nothing. He was a man. Prophet. A false prophet. He was a false prophet. Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the light. And right now, he is shaking your world because, oh, he is real.
Amen. You know, brother, my brother, we thank God. We thank God that God has used you tonight. God has called you to a greater call. But I will say it with love and kindness to you. Remember these words. Seek the Lord while you may.
Yes.
Seek him. Not what you heard other people say, but seek the Lord. And he's the one that we stand in this hour that we have. We're living in a critical time. They say, but we know that are saved. We know where we stand. And tonight has been a great night. And I'm going to ask Sister Dolores, Dr. Dolores, would you come back in? And because we got about 12 minutes left, you and Kim, Alan, will y'all just take charge of what God has done for y'all tonight and let the people throughout the world again know? Dr. Dolores and Evangelist Kevin. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Give God first. Tonight was an awesome night. I just thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost for taking over, just giving us a mighty word tonight. We have truly enjoyed it tonight. I want to thank God for all that came on the radio tonight and gave a word uttered by the Holy Ghost. It's just been so precious tonight. And I thank God, and I hope everyone got a word tonight, something that they can take with them and meditate on, because tonight truly has been an awesome night. And I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost tonight taking over, because it was truly a word for each and every one of us to receive tonight. And we are truly, truly blessed. And I'm going to let Kevin... Evangelist Allen in us out tonight. As we leave tonight, we just pray that after everybody receive the word of God tonight in their hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You do bless the movement of the Holy Ghost. And I thank the Lord for everything that has been said, the word that went forth in power and signs and wonders. Because God truly is a wonderful God. You know, when you think about the goodness of God and the things that we asked him to do, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We recognize the movement of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's important for us to understand and welcome others into this belief system, believing the gospel, because nothing else, worldly philosophy, all of this other stuff is not going to work. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the workings of the church, the pattern that God has set forth for us to overcome all the works of the enemy, all of these things, all of these attributes is given to us through the Holy Ghost. When, like Dr. Hunter was saying, when you seek the Lord with, you know, why he may be found, when you truly seek him, all of these attributes are constantly manifest in your life because of the workings of the Holy Spirit in this dispensation right now that we're living in. Time is running out, and it's important that we tell people that Jesus is real. It's important that we encourage them to give their life to Christ and ask them the question that must be asked. If you were to die today, where would you be? The question must be asked, because without them knowing that there is a Savior and another way out of death, you know, the death has no sting to us. The death is just a crossover. So it's important that we tell these souls out there, tell people that don't know you, don't know the Lord, have not a relationship with Him, to seek Him while He may be found. Because it's coming real soon, and we want to be ready. We want to be found in the will of God. We want to be found doing the will of God. We want to be found encouraging someone, going to someone's house, going to the nursing homes, going into the prison system, telling the high school students, telling the junior high students that the immoral life that you're living and you're thinking that that's all fun and dandy, that's the consequence behind your actions. You know, you're in accountability now behind your actions of the flesh, the carnal mind. And the carnal mind is that enmity with God. It's important that we understand that the Satan has got these strongholds on these parents, and these parents are buying these children these clothes like that. It's not the children that's buying these clothes. It's the parents that's buying these clothes like that for these children. The attribution, the seriousness of what's going on in their lives is a lasting effect for their soul salvation. Because the Bible says, it says there's going to be a generation that won't know God. And since this generation do not know God, you think about this Facebook and all these other, the world and this Facebook, this media time and all this other stuff that they got going on in these chat rooms. These things are not geared up for the world to know the Lord. They're geared up for the carnal-minded people. Now, we use it for the work of the Lord. They encourage others, you know, a chain, a reference chain. That's what they use it, supposedly, as a reference chain to encourage people. But it still takes away from your time in studying the Word of God to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it's important that you give your time, your effort to this relationship called you and Jesus. Because if you can give your job time and you be there on time, you can give Jesus even more so, because He allowed you to have this job. He'll allow you to have the things that you have. He'll allow you to have your life, your health, and your strength. Jesus is the one. He's the only one. And so it's important that you realize what's going on. We thank the Lord for this night. This was another night that we give God the glory. Another night where God, another Friday night that God has allocated another new high, because we have never seen it like this before, and we did ask God to have His way.
Oh,
we asked God for the ones. Once we get off the radio station, it ain't over.
Glory.
God to have His way. You know, put a person in my path that we may tell them about the goodness of God, and more importantly, I want to encourage people out there. What's more important now is that you stay focused. You stay focused and seeking God. You cannot seek Him enough. Moses stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights and didn't eat anything, but it wasn't enough. You know why? Because His glory, when He came back now, His glory came back to His regular company. It's good for us to continue to seek the Lord while you may be found. Continue to work that relationship, build that relationship, and pat for that relationship as a deer patted by the water's brook, our soul patted unto the Lord. It's important that we continue to do that, that we may stay tuned to the workings of the Holy Spirit and recognize when He's talking and be obedient, that let Him say what He has to say through us. Amen. Because time is running out. This has been a wonderful 3 hours of broadcast tonight.
and the word has went forth in Apostle Georgia. We really want to thank you for we want to thank God for letting God use you in the bringing that word. We want to thank Sister Sonia for letting God bring that word of belief. All you have to do is believe. Yeah, I just thank God for you in all points of my life. Thank God for you. Thank God for everyone that's involved into this radio station. We give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
It's 11 o'clock on my watch. I'm going to close it out, Dr. Hunter, with a prayer.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got 3 more minutes left. Somebody just came on. And I want, you got a word to say? 9024, you got a word? Hello? Go ahead, brother.
Okay, we opened this radio station up for you to have a free course to encourage others in the word that God gives you. It's imperative that you understand what the Word of God is saying. It says, iron sharpens iron. You know, a philosophy of carnalness never will sharpen iron. It won't even turn it. But the ironness of the Word of God, it sharpens each other so that we can hold each other accountable for striving for the perfection of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says, I count everything else gone, that I may win Christ.
Yes.
See, that's what you have to get at. You have to get to that point right there where you count everything else gone that you may win Christ. Because, let me tell you this here. You know the things that you have, the valuable things that you have? When you die, somebody's going to go through your stuff. And guess what? The things that you think that's valuable may not be valuable to them. So they'll disregard the things that's valuable to you, but they're going to go through your stuff after you die. That's why you have to get this stuff and get these things in line, because you need to win Christ. The one that died on Calvary's cross, this is the only thing that you need. You need Jesus Christ for unto. Heavenly Father, thank you.
Thank you for
participating in this broadcast, even listening to this broadcast. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the great name of Jesus, lift up every soul that's on this broadcast. Father, you know every name, and Father, we all have needs and wants, Father. But more importantly, Father, help us through a proper Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. This righteousness and all these other things shall be added. Father, help
us to seek first.
Help us, Lord. We ask in you in the name of Jesus, because the word of God says, ask and it shall be given. We thank you. We believe in it right now that it's been given right now, Father. And, Lord, we give you the glory right now, Father, because we're not asking amiss. We know who we're asking, Father. He's sitting right there on the right side of you. We're asking you, Father, through his name. In the name of Jesus, Father, that you continue to keep us, that you continue to look over us, and that you continue to guide us, that you continue to manifest yourself to us, Father. And, Father, help us to keep closer to the vine. Help us stay connected to the vine in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Lord, bless all of our family, loved ones, people on our job, Father, according to your will, your plan, and your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the children right now, the families of those children, Father, that lost all those children over their career. Father, those are families. Those children have a family. Father, we pray for them right now.
As we go off the radio station tonight, I want to say to all of you, may God bless you and may keep you. And remember these words. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there is nothing you can do about it. So remember, God bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the world. for the souls of the world, Father, because you died on Calvary's cross that they may have a right to the tree of life, and we pray for every last one of them. Touch them right now, deliver them right now, Lord, and bring them in, Father, to your fold, that your house may be full. It is in the name of Jesus that we ask this here, and we give you thanks, we give you the glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I will see you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome time.
Amen.
Friday.